good for the show.
This will be good for the show.
This, well, so the answer to the question was yes. In case you guys missed
it,
I'm
not wearing
perfume, sure you did,
right?
Because
yeah, it wasn't
recorded.
That would be interesting if some of you did somehow listen to that. where Nick asked Adam if he's wearing perfume, and he said, yeah. Yes, I am.
Ah, fuck.
What's going on?
I don't know. I feel like one of the little buttons on the bottom of the recorder is missing, or what the fuck is it?
Under buttons?
Well, not a button, but like, what the fuck? I don't like that it's
not level.
Yeah, it's not level.
I would suggest just not thinking about it.
Check.
You got no idea who you're talking to, pal.
This is a clear difference in our mental
you know what
states.
It is? It's the table.
Wow.
But now I got to figure out why the fuck this thing is.
Check.
So the recorder is up kind of like a half a centimeter. Have you thought about maybe your dick is underneath it?
Have you thought? Fuck.
Wow, that would have been good for the show.
We're recording.
Yeah, no, we're not recording. No, so, Adam, go out. You were saying again about your...
Yeah, oh, we're not recording. So, yeah. Go ahead. Say all that racist stuff you were saying.
I'm not getting anything in my cans.
What were you saying about the...
Oh, now I can.
We are recording. Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these.
Portuguese. Look at these.
Portuguese. Suck me, please.
Suck me, please, Portuguese.
Mm-hmm. That was a very
I would
funny,
love to get sucked off
by
Portuguese.
I remember the Chinese,
Cristiano
Japanese.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
No,
Chinese,
woman, yes.
Japanese, dirty knees. Look at these.
Yes.
That was a thing girls would do.
It was both sexy and racist.
Yeah.
Wait. Who had the dirty knees?
The girls from
also
sucking
from
dick.
Sucking cock,
the
right?
Implication,
so it's not anything about the Chinese or the Japanese.
Well,
that's
the implication
just their
was that the slant of the eyes of the Chinese went up, and then the Japanese slant went down.
Oh, I didn't realize it was paired to a.
But it's important. Here's something.
Like a little dance.
Oh, so it is racist.
It was an original.
We
TikTok,
just need
actually.
To acknowledge.
What's that? I remember Chinese.
There's always a debate. There's always a debate. It's who's responsible for racism? Is it white women or white men?
Right.
And I think it's clear.
Clearly white women.
As evidenced by the song. Because we didn't have that.
No.
I didn't make that
Itsy
up at all.
We had Itsy Bitsy Spider. We had the Batman Christmas
the
thing.
The Joker laid an egg. The Batmobile lost its wheel.
Right.
Joker laid an egg.
boys are over here talking about the Joker having an egg.
Having a pussy that he spits
having
eggs out of.
A cloaca.
Yeah.
So we're maybe playfully exploring the possibilities of gender.
Of gender being a spectrum.
Yeah, in a woke way, kind of.
Yeah, absolutely.
And women are over here talking about chinks, zag,
whoa,
gooks,
yeah. I don't know that they were saying that stuff.
But
they were implying it.
I'm talking about the parental guidance version of that song, not the radio edit.
Sure.
Not the one they'd play on Kids Bop.
Kids Bop.
Chinese, Japanese, dirty knees, look at these. And then the look at these is they got tits.
They have tits. Oh, I remember this now. Okay, they would put the knees in the shirt.
Mm-hmm.
That did make me horny as a child, actually.
Yeah,
girls pretending to have breasts.
Those fucking sluts.
Japanese.
I was just trying to learn addition.
Yeah, I was just trying to pay attention in school.
I was trying to learn 3 + 3.
I was trying to take my family out of poverty.
Exactly.
Get a motherfucking scholarship.
I was trying to get my family out of Greektown by getting a fucking A+.
Check.
In math.
Check.
Pussy. I love doing sound check 5 minutes into the show. Yeah.
Well, I couldn't. I feel like my like levels were off here. I couldn't. Sometimes
right,
I feel like I sound like Garfield. You
no,
know what I mean?
You're not that masculine, dude.
With Garfield the cat?
Yeah.
He's filled with estrogen from too much.
He's masculine. He's got mask
lasagna
energy.
And
yeah, no, but
and cats. That's where you're showing your anti-fat bias. By the way, you think just because someone's filled to the gills with lasagna that they can't have fucking.
I would not call Garfield masculine.
No, cats are girls.
Garfield is definitely masculine. Nurmal is not. Nurmal's a dude. We've talked about this before.
I don't even want to come close to getting back into the normal discourse.
And actually, you're normal now that I think about it.
I'm not normal.
You're not Garfield. I'm Garfield. You're normal.
I'm
and Adam
I'm
is Odie.
I'm John.
No, you're Odie.
Normal in the,
I'm just trying to find
the Oakland
love.
Sense of the term.
You're not normal. No.
And yes.
No, you're normal.
In Oakland,
in terms of the
normal.
Gay cat.
In terms
the
of
the gay little pink cat.
A couple guys hanging out in Oakland.
You're Lord Licorice and normal at the same time. same time.
Yeah, well, somebody's getting started early this morning on having a bad attitude.
It's you for not accepting truth.
Yeah, well.
And fucking throwing everything into disarray.
Whoever smelt it dealt it, pal.
Yeah.
You smelt it, bro.
No, I've been up all night doing cocaine, so I can't smell anything.
I did just wake up and take an Uber here as soon as I woke up.
They're saying that there's fentanyl in the coke around New York.
That's what they're saying.
So I've been all around town, like Charlie, looking for the golden ticket. Just ready to go to the big candy factory.
Oh, that's awesome, dude. You would get, that's a get out of jail free card. Your death becomes so tragic instead of suicide.
Nick is doing it to protect the women of Brooklyn.
Yeah, he died
take
a hero.
This IV and inject yourself with a little bit of Chinese heroin. You can die, and everyone will consider it, you know, that makes you an artist in a roundabout way. Yeah.
It's such a tragedy.
Yeah. Joining the 27 Club at 32 years old.
Dude, I'll listen for you. I'll go
plus
in.
32, 33 is kind of like the comedian's 27 Club.
Yeah, for sure.
You're a little bit too old for it to be cool.
Yeah, musicians.
A little bit of a late start.
Musicians live fast, die young.
Get
comedians
famous earlier. You know,
live stupid, die medium.
Yeah. Right.
Die in a hoodie.
Right. Die in an apartment you're sharing with four other comics.
That's
right. And it still takes a week for them to find your body.
Yeah. Yeah. There's no discernible difference in the smell, really, with a corpse there.
They're like, why? How did this Lunchables expire in the fridge without this getting eaten?
Damn, dude.
They're talking shit about you one room over while you're dead in your bedroom.
Like, it's his turn to do the dishes.
Yeah.
Dude, being in your 30s and having a chore wheel, you should just kill yourself then. There's no way around that one.
Yeah.
Come with me. Look at my dick.
Yeah.
Put it inside of your pussy.
Goddamn. Thank God that didn't happen.
The fentanyl?
No.
Thank God.
The career path that we're supposed to have.
Right.
Oh, my God.
The way it's supposed to. Adam, you would have been fine.
Yeah.
Me? You would have continued doing paralegal stuff and then eventually, like, been the hostess at your friend's, like, art museum or
something.
Your friend would have, like, girl job.
Yeah, and that's
That's where
you have the same body type as some of them.
That wouldn't have been. That's a hot 20.
You would have been. No.
Don't try and throw hot in now.
I respect all the hostesses.
It's too late now, brother.
No.
There's a couple gangly bitches with your type of fucking body. Yeah. And that's who
you would have been in a gallery.
You could wear similar blouses.
Yeah, I don't know anything about art or gallery.
But you love to pretend to know shit.
You love to pretend to
and
know
that's
shit.
The main part of that job.
I love pretending.
Social in that regard.
I really do be like that.
Yeah. Yeah, dude. You're a little fucking social guy. You're over there getting drinks with people.
Yeah.
You would have schmoozed your way into the middle class, even after your comedy career had failed.
Listen, I made a brave choice in my life to not go to law school and pursue my passion of stand-up comedy.
Listen, dude, my life would be so fucking pathetic.
I could have been married to a mean Jewish girl and had kids and been a lawyer and been representing.
There's still time. You'll end up there.
Potentially.
What if I
go back as an adult?
That's your destiny.
As an old man,
to law school,
yeah,
with
it's
a
like
mean Jewish lady.
I remember being.
We
like,
all end up where we're supposed to be.
I remember
I'm
being
end up in Greektown.
25
I money.
And living in that place in Chinatown, and it was like, you know, you think like, what happens if I failed? And it's like, oh, it already happened.
Yeah,
I live with homeless people. Yeah. I have a chronic lung infection. Yeah. I've been doing comedy for a decade. Yeah. It's like this is where you end up.
Yeah,
yeah. It was kind of nice to like already feel like, you know, I kind of failed that way. That way, you know, you never really. It's like people think, oh, well, you don't want to take success for granted. You also don't want to be appreciative for it either.
No.
Because, you know, you already,
sucking a man's cock.
Kind of, yeah. I was going to say it's sort of like that, yeah.
Making and letting a man come in your mouth.
It'd be like if you went to prison for a crime you were falsely accused of and you like fought hard, you know, in court or whatever, you'd be like, I didn't do it. I'm telling you, it was somebody did, it was the man, you know.
Right.
And then you get to prison and then you're just violently raped for 4.5 weeks and they're like, Doc, the medicine, the evidence came up and you're exonerated. You're going free. And you're like, great.
All right. Fuck it. It already happened, bro.
I've been raped for 3 weeks.
They turned my ass into Hamburger Helper for 4 weeks, bro.
I was already being raped in Chinatown for years. So the Patreon thing, pretty cool.
That's
but
cool.
I am a rape victim. Yeah.
I will never be a normal human being again.
What, I'm supposed to just go, I'm supposed to go patch things up with my ex-wife now? Be like, real quick, I'm going to have to get an HIV test before I even take our son to school. In case there's an accident.
In case, yep.
And so the airbag, you know.
And our blood commingles.
It commingles.
And now my son's gay.
Yes.
Because I'm living with this now. Mm-hmm. I'm living with being turned gay in prison.
I'm doing the best that I can.
I wake up in the middle of the night and I thirst for cock because of what they did to me.
Yeah, just waking up being like, oh, yeah. I mean, ah.
I'm like, ah.
A nightmare.
Another night terror.
Ah.
Yeah, just shaking because you're coming so violently. You're like, ah. Like, oh, no, honey. Are you thinking about prison again?
I had one of those wet nightmares again.
I wet myself. I was scared.
Mm-hmm. It's pee.
It's piss.
This is pee, I swear to God.
And then you start pissing while you're talking to your wife. Mm-hmm. After, on top of the cum, you just try and you're like squeezing out piss. You're like, oh.
See?
Look at what you made me do.
I told you.
I
so.
Told you I pissed myself, bitch. I'm not gay. Mm-hmm.
Fucking bitch.
You fucking dumb bitch. I'm not a homo.
Who's gay now?
Who's gay now, bitch? Who's got my piss all over them?
Checkmate, bitch.
She's like, you have to leave.
Anyways, I'm going back to sleep.
I'm going back to jail.
I got to the unemployment office. Not
yet. Just trying to do crimes to get caught to get raped again after you're exonerated.
Yeah. Well, it's a revolving door.
Dude. Yeah.
You're institutionalized.
Once you're in the system.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's why that guy from Shawshank hung himself, the little Italian guy.
Mm-hmm.
Yep. He couldn't get any cock anymore.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. I haven't seen Shawshank in a while.
Yeah.
What was the thing where that was like the number one movie on IMDb forever?
Yeah.
Was it?
Yeah, that's like the best movie of all time.
That's such a strange choice.
I know.
It's a solid ass movie.
It's fine.
Yeah, solid. Yeah.
But it's like
it's not
for the
best
fellas.
Ever.
It's for the fellas.
That's what people say, but that's also another like meme thing that you're repeating.
Yeah,
as
yeah.
if it's your, you know, feelings. Or...
Well, I made up the meme.
Oh shit! What do you have to say to that, Nick?
Yeah, what do you say to that?
I don't have time to.
Okay, let's move on.
I don't have time.
So we'll put a pin in this, and we'll get back to
it. Let's put a pin in that.
We'll put a pin in it.
I'll say this. You've never made up a meme in your life.
Oh, shit.
Never once.
So he does have time.
I
so did. You've never made a meme,
I
bitch.
I have time Ken, for that.
I made Ken Has Shoes Burger.
No, you
yes,
didn't.
Yes, I did. Me and George Takei.
You're confusing it. You're thinking of being gay.
Yeah.
Because made, George Takei does that, too.
I came up with gay, too. Mm-hmm.
And you're actually, that's what you are.
My name is Adam Friedland.
I want penis.
I'm from Israel, and... The Israel
I can has genocide.
I am from the Israel of Africa, and
that's true.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, you are. Wow, you're double Israeli, dude.
I'm not from there.
You're
though.
Double
I'm
genocide.
From,
you
I'm
got
from California.
I didn't realize you had double genocide.
I'm from California.
You have ties to two genocidal
I'm a classic
Cali states.
Guy, okay,
you're not from California.
I've been to the genocidal states.
Yeah,
I've been.
You have family.
I went back to South Africa, and
you've had sex with sex
after
workers.
After Mandela became president,
you fucked sex workers in genocidal states.
I've never, I've never had sex with a sex worker.
He got sucked off.
I got a condom blowjob when I was 19.
Did we talk about Chex workers? Yeah. Like they make Chex Mix?
I love that.
I like that idea.
Online, do you watch them do it?
Not very funny, but I tell you what, sounds like a hell of an afternoon.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
Especially if they're making that Chex Muddy Buddies mix.
Can you imagine that? If there's any women that want to come over to my apartment and make homemade Chex Mix.
Oh, my God.
With the pear out.
With the titties out. Yeah. Bonus. Every once in a while, I come in, I get a handful of the Chex Mix, I suck your titties
at the
same time.
Bonus points if you can only speak like Czech or Polish or some
shit.
Yeah,
that would be awesome.
I got no idea. Mm-hmm. Czech Chex Mix.
Oh, that's a double whammy,
that's
true.
Maybe that's why that popped into my head.
Probably. You can't help the wordplay, dude.
No, I can't. I've got a playful mind.
This is a playful ass motherfucker over here.
Yeah. You know me. I'm always like, you know, let's play. Let's
have some play.
I'm trying to play.
Let's play.
Let's play.
I'm trying to play.
Yo, the new PlayStation. is PlayStation 5. So check that out. You got play, and PlayStation.
That's five plays.
That's five plays. There's five different ways you can play.
Honestly.
Different ways. Yeah. Go ahead.
No, I was going to say PlayStation is a good name for that.
Yeah.
In LA, I love to think about all the ways.
It's a great name for a video
for
game
what
system.
It is?
Yeah, it is the PlayStation.
It's a station.
Yeah. It's a station where you
where
play.
You go play.
I never really thought of it.
Well,
the
best
of
one
of those things when
the
you put
game,
it together.
The GameCube.
GameCube's so awesome as well.
It's a games and it's a cube.
It's a cube, yeah.
Xbox. Now, hold on.
Xbox.
It
is a box, but you put the X on there.
Yeah.
It's not like.
Yeah, you decided. What the fuck?
Yeah.
There's no allusion to playing, to games,
nothing.
To video games.
Mm-hmm. Nintendo 64.
Dreamcast is good dream.
That's some bullshit.
That's inside of the Nintendo.
It's lazy.
It's the bits.
Yeah.
Bullshit.
I don't know. It's...
I'm not an engineer. I don't understand
I gotta say
that.
Nintendo, Super Nintendo, they're grandfathered in. I see what you're saying.
That's just some Japanese gibberish to me.
It sounds cool. Nintendo 64 is phoning it in, but I think... Playing off the cachet of the Nintendo, I will give it to them. But it's not as good as PlayStation.
Yeah.
And Dreamcast, that might be the most conceptual one.
Dreamcast.
Because
is
it's
amazing.
Dream.
Yeah.
And you're and we didn't that was before we were casting
that
anything.
That was before podcast.
Yeah.
It's true. Wow.
We should start a Dreamcast.
Yeah, dude, the mm-hmm. Dreamcast.
The youngins.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. I like that where you're getting raped.
Where we
in
do
jail.
Dream analysis. Yeah. People call in and they explain their dreams.
And we're like, "Oh, that means you're fucking gay, dude." Every time.
Yep, sounds gay.
Dude. Well, the sailor in your dream represents the possibility of the freedom to
be who you really are.
Leave port and discover a forbidden romance on the high seas.
That's true.
With perhaps one of your fellow seamen. Next caller. Yeah. Well, your dead mother in the dream represents the fact that you're gay.
A guy's cock.
<It's> a guy's
your dead mom is a guy's cock.
It is your mom. And what you're trying to bury in the dream is a dick in your ass. Next caller.
Interesting.
Yeah, I drive a truck. You're gay. Next color.
The truck's a dick. The road is your ass. Next. Yeah. That would be awesome.
Yeah, let me get number five with rice. This isn't a Chinese restaurant. You're gay.
But you are gay.
You are gay. Sorry.
Five is the number of guys' cocks you'd like to suck.
Oh, interesting.
Yeah.
Suck dick in Nazareth.
I suck dick in Nazareth.
Suck dick in Nazareth.
Suck, fuck, fuck some ass about 12:30.
I suck dick in Nazareth.
Get my dick fucked. That was, bye.
That
get
one's
my
only
ass
funny.
Fucked.
That was,
bye,
that one's
man.
Only funny when you just you let it go and then it comes back to you and just the way suck dick in Nazareth is.
Yeah. I suck dick in Nazareth.
What's going on in Nazareth? That town probably sucks.
It's in the West Bank.
It probably sucks, huh?
Yeah. Wait. There's no Nazareth in America?
No, in Israel. That song's about a guy going on birthright.
Yeah, that's,
really?
That's what it is. Yeah. Robbie Robertson from the band went on birthright.
He's like, over here, is it, pretending I'm an ambulance driver, but really I'm in the IDF.
I was an emergency first responder for 3 months.
That's so fucking funny. You were doing the bidding of Israel?
Yeah.
No, it's not. The medical community
you really were. Yeah, he's the even
gonna, he's gonna try
trooper.
That shit when even over here these motherfuckers have the audacity to have their own special ambulances.
Yeah, exactly.
That are only for them.
No, that's a different thing.
No, that's the kind of ambulance you trained.
We're
on.
They're gonna pretend the ones that are behind the curtain where they're able to do whatever they want.
Yeah, dude.
Treat everybody.
What curtain?
The Jewish curtain.
The Jewish curtain.
I don't like that implication.
The matzah curtain.
I don't think you should blame an 18-year-old. I do think that.
As an 18-year-old.
Okay, well, guess who made up the majority of the SS?
18-year-olds.
That's right.
Yeah. They didn't come up with it, though.
Yeah.
Well,
you know,
I don't want to hear any more about the Holocaust if we're talking about guards that were. You know, they barely had pubes.
That's true. Your choice, Adam. Either you're complicit or the Nazis are off the hook.
I'm not even from Israel. I just went there for 6 months.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes
you
it
know
worse.
Who else isn't from Israel? Everyone from Israel.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Literally none of the people that live there.
Yeah, all the fucking guys from Brooklyn.
Yeah.
That are moving in.
In fact, your description of yourself as someone that's only there for 6 months is a perfect description of... That's basically their captain. I mean, that's their Uncle Sam.
Yeah.
That's
the Iron Dome, by the way. Did you see they have their own?
First of all, they don't have it. It was fan art. And we got to figure out a way to get China to hate them.
Mm.
Israel?
Yeah.
No.
Yeah, I know. They're already.
You can't do that.
Israel's already looking for a new daddy. And they've
they have Saudi Arabia now, too.
And they have. Well,
really?
Yeah, yeah, they have. They have China, too. They're
boys with Saudi Arabia now.
Yeah.
Damn. That's honestly a real
axis of evil.
Honestly, respect for that team up.
Mm-hmm. Listen,
that would be an awesome tag team.
Listen.
In the fucking WWE in the 80s.
Say whatever you want about me. I'm the only one.
No,
here.
We will. I will.
I'm the only one here who had the balls to go on I-24, Israel's English language.
That's true.
Television.
That's
channel.
True.
They told me I could not come on the show.
They wanted you.
The guy who booked it said that they could not have me on.
Oh,
the show.
That guy Phil.
Yeah. They wanted me to
he's
talk
a nice
about
guy.
Like.
Shout
they
out
wanted
to
me,
Phil.
They wanted me to trash Amy Schumer for some reason
on I-24.
I was like, I don't really want to.
Yeah,
do
they
that.
Everyone was getting booked on I-24 for a while. Do you remember?
Jake,
just that Virgil, guy.
Virgil and Matt got booked to have a debate on video games.
That's
they
so
did.
Funny.
They booked literally everybody.
Everyone got booked on I-24.
Not me, because I'm too much of a fucking bad boy, and they know I tell them the truth.
Well, once again, Nick, you're right. Yeah. You're too cool to be on I-24.
Me and Eddie Griffith went on I-24.
Dude. Oh, what's Eddie up to? Mm-hmm. That's the beacon is real in these times.
Should be doesn't real.
Yeah.
That's what ceases to be real.
That's right.
Yeah, no, I saw a video of him last week that was like, am I taking the vaccine?
Dude, he was talking about Obama was going to make a vaccine.
Yeah, it was
in 2010.
It was pretty funny because he was like, he's not wrong. He's like, oh, they took the Johnson & Johnson off the market because it was giving people blood clots. And then what did they do? They say, oh, now we know how it's killing people. Let's go ahead and just put it back on the market. It's like they didn't change. They're not doing anything different.
Yeah.
It's the same fucking thing. They're like, oh, well, we just know. We wanted to make sure it was killing you.
Am I getting the vaccine?
Yeah.
God. We should watch Undercover Brother.
That movie's so good.
It's so good. I saw it in the theaters.
It was 20 years ago.
Yeah. I really loved it when I saw it in the theaters.
Fuck, dude. That's so awesome. Shout out to fucking Eddie, dude.
Mm. And shout out to me for my appearance on I-24.
You did look hilarious. You had so much makeup on.
The makeup artist she put on, she really kicked it on. She really did.
You had your hair all combed back. You had your lips were fucking popping, dude.
I looked kind of like a F to M. Kind of like a how they look like like 12-year-old boys, you know.
You're saying you had some feminine features that you were, it looked like you were trying to disguise, mm-hmm. or not disguise, but morph, like a Mighty Morphin Power Rangers, some feminine exactly. features into some male, masculine.
Exactly. I was really playing with
gender.
Did
you say he's like a Garfield type?
No. I'm no. more of a John Arbuckle.
I would say he's sort of like
trying
Odie.
To find love. In a
Odie slash Nermal. Mm-hmm.
No, I'm not.
Whereas I'm Garfield. And there was that one hot bitch.
Wait, so they do I-24 at the Bryant Park Library?
They do it in the city somewhere, like Times Square.
Welcome back to Clear Cut. A warning for Israel from an influential...
Clear Cut is describing Adam's skin tone and his penis.
No, don't play it. Dude.
Why not? What do you mean?
I don't want to live...
Adam, the last 10 minutes, I look so cool.
I didn't look cool. I don't want to listen to it.
I did. I 24.
Damn. Come on, Adam, the look on Adam's eyes it. Now. Adam, you might...
I don't like
you've
this.
Done
no,
something...
No, Nick, please. I don't
you've done something some on the internet might describe as fucking around and finding out.
No, she got... No, come on, God. I don't want to listen to this. It's embarrassing. It was embarrassing. She called me an activist. It was embarrassing.
In 2016, one young American Jew with some strong views on this.
No, turn it off. No, turn it off.
So a stand-up comedian. And he's here in studio with me tonight. Adam, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me.
I hate my voice. Nick, please stop it.
Are losing touch with Israel?
No, I mean, it makes sense in the context of trying.
In the context of something.
A certain je ne sais quoi.
It's the last time I've attempted to be smart in public. And it put that to bed. I'm never going to try again.
The rise of the alt-right and the rise of individuals in the States that are arguing for an ethnocracy here.
I hate myself. I need to go to the bathroom. Please. I
love this.
I feel nauseous right now.
I love this.
It is really pretty good.
I don't know why this is the first time we've done this.
I know.
Good points.
So
I made
awesome.
Some good points. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Anyway, so let's
you did look so funny.
What can we say about
if you juxtapose
of the various?
I love the word juxtapose because it makes me think of like a cholo like clown doing like a stance. That's how that's what that word should
juxtapose.
Mean. You know,
yeah,
like you're in a circus now, playboy. You know what I mean?
Yeah, the juxtapose.
Like with like a beanie pulled over is like, but then the clown hair coming out of the side of the beanie.
I love that.
You're like, throw him a juxtapose.
I'm doing the juxtapose.
Playboy.
Playboy.
You're dealing with the El Joker. Yeah. El Joker. The Joker's trick.
No, quit.
I'm El Joker, baby.
Just turn it.
I was about to turn it
okay,
off.
Okay, thanks, bro.
It's, you know, it's morally sound, so.
Shut up.
Interesting.
No! I don't like it, dude. It was very embarrassing. I felt embarrassed immediately afterwards. And then I had to wash off the makeup afterwards. The only good part of the entire thing was that when I said "come town" at the end, and
why
then she was like, "Well, maybe next time you can come on and tell some jokes."
I used to,
was a pretty crucial own.
I used to do red eye where they send you the topics like maybe like 2 hours before the show, and then they're just like, "Okay, write jokes about it."
Yeah.
And then I found out they have writers for that show.
That's hilarious.
And I'm like, well, "Why didn't like? So why haven't been written anything?"
Yeah.
Well, it's probably they write for.
No idea.
For Greg, what's his name?
I guess they just come up with the segments. But yeah, you do. I would do that, and then half the time they'd be like, the local Cheesecake Factory in Edison, New Jersey, shut down after they discovered a fetus in. What do you guys have to say about that?" And you're like, sorry, I got nothing on this one.
Looks like
okay, we'll just cut that.
Yeah. Wouldn't they cut half the shit anyway?
They cut a lot. The only time they ever like got like, I said something about John McCain's like his arms not working or something. Yeah. And they were like, we had to cut that out because his daughters watched the show. And I'm like, nobody watches the show.
Yeah.
We don't have to worry about his daughters watching the show.
Yeah.
And being like, can't get Red Eye off the air.
Oh, he's got more than one daughter? It's not just the bitch on the
I thought it was only... I remember them saying daughters, plural. But I was only... Maybe...
I think he has adopted kids.
Maybe What's-Her-Face has become so large.
She mass-wise. She's counts, plural.
Yes. Yeah, she identifies as daughters.
Yeah. She loves him so much. She's daughters.
Two daughters.
Yeah. Yeah.
You're right. Didn't they have like an adopted kid or something?
I think they had like an Indian kid.
Damn.
Maybe I'm wrong.
Mm-hmm.
That girl's probably fucking
get
up.
The hell in here, Jumanji. Bring me my goddamn toast. And don't drag your sandals through the living room either. Mowgli, get in here. You gotta see this. He crawls around on all fours like the baby elephant in the movie. I would like to just walk on my feet, please.
Can I please stop talking like this?
Do
the voice.
Do the goddamn voice. And get down on all fours like the baby elephant.
Fine.
I bought you fair and square all the way from Jumpatu. You get...
What do you call his wife? Some like a cunt?
Cunt. Yeah.
An
yeah.
ugly cunt or some shit?
Yeah. You're a cunt.
Because she said he was balding or something.
He almost got my vote.
Yeah, for calling his wife a cunt.
Yeah. Well, since
he if he had run on the check yo bitch party.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
You know?
Yeah. Sometimes
on that platform.
Sometimes you need to check a bit.
I just think we should be able to check our whores.
That's probably...
No, come on. I hate it, man.
Just fast forward to a random spot and let's see what was talking about.
No, because she was really badgering me.
With refugees, I mean, last week, Trump called many people...
Can you just stop this? I hate it. I'm not a smart person. I shouldn't have agreed to this. I didn't say anything wrong. I didn't say anything wrong. I was ironically saying that was a brave thing to do. It was
brave.
You got to stop saying things ironically. Start saying things Ronald McDonaldly.
Yeah, that's right.
That's where I'm at.
I was trying to.
Because I got a juxtaposed mentality.
Nick says things like a gay clown.
I'm in a juxtaposition.
It was really scary when they used to have the guy be Ronald McDonald. Like they.
No,
had,
it was cool. I wasn't fucking scared.
That guy was weird.
I wasn't scared.
When Tim Curry played Ronald McDonald.
Was it Tim Curry?
Yeah.
Wow. He's a great actor.
He's like, who wants cheeseburger?
Dude, I would have been so stoked
if
Tim Curry.
We're have cheeseburgers and gay sex. I'm like, well, just stick to the
cheeseburgers. Mostly children.
You can have it any way that you want, as long as it's in your ass. They're like, well, it's not a song.
It was not a song, and that's kind of close to the Burger King.
Yeah. It's copyright infringement. It's gay.
It's gay.
And we're not doing
a
song.
We're not doing a musical, Tim. Just be silent and wave to the children. That would be
guess how we made the French fries. No, don't guess.
We put them in our asses.
They filled my ass with peanut oil.
They put an entire potato in my ass and I squeezed it until it was a fry.
I filled my ass with peanut oil and French fries and then I went sunbathing with my boyfriend.
Fuck.
Yeah.
Okay, Tim. All right. Please tell us you didn't actually cook the French fries in your ass.
And he just gives a wry smile. I'll never tell.
He'll never know. And we're back to Adam.
No, stop.
And
it,
we're back, and we return.
You just stop, please.
To I-24.
No, come on. I don't want to. I hate it. I hate it. Oh, my God. It's one of the things that I think about. It makes me want to kill myself. That and the fucking the women's rally that I got booked for in D.C.
That's
10 years
awesome.
Ago. Yeah.
Yeah. When the thing you bring up all the time to brag about.
It wasn't a brag, dude. It's really embarrassing.
Well, you do talk about it a lot.
You talk about it way too much.
It's almost as but if you're proud of it.
I told all those fucking 50-year-old lesbians
and
that I was a
feminist.
And next
we'll have Tim Curry on to discuss the men he's had sex with in I-24.
No, don't.
The most ever was probably Adam. Yeah. It doesn't matter if you know him.
It's an unstoppable force.
You can't stop
the train
it.
Has left the station, and we're going to talk about Tim Curry having sex with you.
He's a great actor.
Ed McDonald's.
He's a great actor.
A McDonald's, baby. Get a fucking skeeter sandwich,
eat
bitch.
A sandwich, you fucking homos.
Get a fuck, yeah, I got a sandwich for you, Ronnie, you fucking fag.
Tim, stop. Leave the building, Tim.
You don't.
Work
for McDonald's.
You're terminated. I don't know who thought it was a good idea to hire you as Ronald McDonald for commercials. Oh. You know what the special sauce is, don't you?
We come.
It's pussy.
Oh, he's straight now?
Just kidding. It'll never be pussy.
Dev, shout out to fucking Tim Curry, man. That guy rules. I loved how he played.
This is a deleted scene in Home Alone 2.
Yeah.
Where they're like, Tim, can you bring up this room service to 212? There's a little boy staying by himself in the room. He's like, a little boy? They're like, on second thought, no, I'll do it.
I'll do it.
We'll send
and they're like, maybe we should send someone else. And he's like, why would you do that? And he's holding like the OSHA discrimination like placard as he asks the question. And the manager's like, go right ahead.
That's great. So that's a deleted scene of... It's a deleted scene, and it just takes place downstairs at the hotel where they're deciding who
takes up the
takes
room,
the room service.
If I remember correctly,
boy.
It's Rob Schneider.
It's Rob Schneider.
Yeah.
And Kevin keeps
Oh, yeah, I forgot about Rob
tips.
Schneider.
Adam, would you say that your name is Knob Ryder?
No, I wouldn't, Nick.
Okay. I think right. It is actually.
No, I
thought about it for a second. I think your name is Knob Ryder.
No,
Knob
I would
Ryder.
Say my name is Adam Friedland, millennial activist and comedian.
Mm-hmm. And we're back with
no,
back
we're
with
not.
Knob Ryder.
Knob Ryder.
Who's here to 24. Talk about having who's sex with Tim Curry at McDonald's?
Repeat a couple of things he thought he read about Israel.
I didn't even. There's more tweets that I thought.
Because you know the deplorables. Because, as you know,
I think I was just saying.
Well, we can actually just.
Why don't
check.
We just
no,
check?
Go.
Do you want us to check?
No, we don't have to check.
We can check. Dude.
No, we can.
It'll be easier
do the
for
show.
You.
We could just do our jobs. Not
this
rely
is our
on
job.
Pre-recorded mm-hmm. material.
This is our
you know,
job.
What's the thing where in Israel, you go to Israel, and then anytime I see pictures from Birthright, there's always one day where they go somewhere and smear shit all over themselves?
The Dead Sea, they put the mud on there.
Oh.
Because it's good for your skin.
Oh, so it's not
it
a religious
like a lot
thing?
Of salt on you.
It's not a religious thing.
No, it's more of a
of
kind of
vanity.
A spa treatment. Mm. Yeah. And then you float on the water.
That's pretty cool.
That's all right.
Would you say that was your favorite part of the trip?
Of going to Israel?
Mm-hmm.
No, I would say probably getting my first blowjob was my favorite part.
Mm-hmm. By an imprisoned
no,
Gazan
by
child.
A girl from New Jersey.
Wait, she was from Jersey?
Yeah.
The sex worker you hired?
No, it wasn't a sex worker. I was like when I was 16 years old.
Oh, 16.
I'd never
sex
had my penis
worker. She's the woman that Adam saw. And she had no agency. She didn't have a choice.
Yeah.
As Gazan sex slave, subjected to Adam's lecherous and poisonous.
All right.
Yeah, fucking piece of shit.
He took a gun from an IDF soldier and he pointed it at a woman's head.
Look, you can get mad all you want.
I'm not mad.
That's the song. So
We're singing a song that exists.
It's a song.
It's from Rocky Horror Picture
I don't know
Show.
Why the hell you're mad at us.
You know we're big RHS.
What's gonna happen next week? It'll be his birthday. We'll be singing Happy Birthday. He's like, oh, well, great. Another song.
Another
copyrighted song.
Would you guys come up with this?
Yeah.
I'm like, nope.
Another song.
You know me and Nick get dressed up. We go to Rocky Horror Picture Show, midnight showings all the time.
Yep.
We wear fishnets. We wear fucking makeup.
You throw things at the virgins.
We throw things at the fucking virgins.
I watched a YouTube of like what those people do at those midnight screenings, and it's probably the lamest subculture there is.
Mm.
It's really...
Well, we just said we're into it, so kind of fucking rude of you, dude.
I don't think
it
it's
is.
Cool.
It's rude of you.
I don't think it's...
Adam's penis is disgusting.
It's small.
And gross.
And it doesn't work. Unless guys are around.
Unless there's hot guys.
It only works for guys.
That's my favorite song from the Rocky Horror Picture Show.
I love that movie, dude. I like how half of it's about Adam.
Adam's dick being little and he's a rapist and gay, though, at the same time. His dick only gets hard with a woman if it's rape. Yeah. In Israel.
Come on, guys.
And the guy's like, so you're like Frankenstein, but you're a fag or something? What's the premise?
Yeah, something like that.
Where our car breaks down and there's like a...
And there's... I think he's a transvestite.
It's a transvestite.
And he sucks off a guy and fucks a woman. It's pretty cool.
He fucks a woman?
I believe so.
I didn't realize he gets pussy in
He
it,
gets dude. Pussy and cock.
Wow. Well, now that I find that out, I'd like to go see it at midnight with my boys.
Yeah, that's the thing that flips you out.
I remember the name, because when I was a kid, it's like you hear Rocky Horror Picture Show, and you're like, oh, that's probably like for adults or something. And then you turn like 13, 14, you find out what it is, and you're like, what?
Yeah.
What the fuck is this?
Yeah, I don't even know what I thought it was.
Excuse me?
It's for theater kids to go to.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
On the weekends.
Mm-hmm.
It's for them to have something social.
I went with my college girlfriend. To a live show,
mm-hmm.
Oh, wow. As a little date night.
I thought it was like Danzig or something.
Oh, that's so funny.
The same broad category, something like Danzig.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it's way. I mean, it's way less cool, and somehow less gay than Danzig.
It's less gay than Danzig.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't seen the movie though, so Chef.
You've seen all kinds of movies.
Right.
But you've never seen anything like the Rocky.
I wonder if they have tits in the movie.
It's a rock opera.
Yes.
Two things that suck.
Opera and rock?
Rock,
yeah.
Dude.
No, rock
rules. Rock and roll.
Come on, rock rules.
Rock and roll, brother.
No. Rock
one of the kids from Schoolhouse Rocky Show died.
School of Rock?
Something like that.
Damn, R.I.P. Which one was it? Was it iCarly?
It was Winky.
Winky?
Winky died.
Winky from Schoolhouse Rock.
Damn, what the fuck? R.I.P.
Yeah.
Was Bobby Bacala Jr.?
Nah, some guy,
he
some still? Guy died.
He was in Rocky. He was in
School of
Rock.
Yeah. Some guy died, I guess. Some kid who was in the movie. School. I didn't watch it. I kind of didn't like Jack Black. I got burned out on him very quickly.
Oh, I think he's charismatic, full of charisma.
I guess I was. That was right. I was in the key demographic for whatever the thing I was
getting
just talking.
Nacho Libre,
having sex with guys.
No,
yeah, being gay.
You were definitely in that key demographic.
Yeah.
No,
100%.
No,
yes, and you continue to be. By the way, but you also
key,
are.
I was in Key West. On vacation,
no.
Petting Ernest Hemingway's cats while you were back here in America during the...
I think Key West is America.
The big...
Key West is in America.
The big doing gay stuff and having a small dick.
Wasn't at that festival.
Apocalypse.
Apocalypse.
Yeah.
Oh, what do you mean, then the world would be over.
The continental United States was, there was sort of a doomsday scenario.
No, there wasn't.
Yeah. No,
in what, 2011? Is that what you're saying?
It's like the movie Deep Impact, but instead of an asteroid, it's everybody everybody sucking cock and having a small dick.
That's not true.
Meanwhile, I was in the safe haven. I don't know. I'm just thinking of Quiet Place 2.
You see that?
Was it good? It was good. I saw this week, I saw Quiet Place 2, Dream Horse, and the Saw movie.
Oh. Well, I saw the Saw movie.
What's Dream Horse?
Dream Horse is pretty good.
What is it?
But it's clearly, I feel like I say clearly, but it's like, it seems like there's no chance this wasn't made before the pandemic or whatever.
I think they shelved a lot of movies.
Yeah. I don't know, it's about some like bullshit town in Wales where they pool their money together to buy a racehorse.
Oh, gotcha.
And then they make... It's very funny because the movie ends, and you get this sense, it's like this dilapidated kind of rundown town.
Yeah.
And this is a bitch that, like, bred a racehorse, and then the horse starts, like wins races, and they're winning money in the town. And then the movie ends, and it does one of those, like, you know, like, where are they now kind of things, and they're like, all in all, the horse won about... $130,000 from races, providing each member in the town with like $800. Pretty good. It's like nothing.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it was probably a good time.
Do you remember that?
Yo, you know what I watched? Yeah. It was fucking awesome. Riders of Justice.
No,
I also saw Wrath of Man, the Guy Ritchie movie.
Oh, yeah. That was not that good.
Sucked.
Yeah, I was fucking pissed. I was so excited.
Dude, it was really bad. And it started off, and I was
awesome.
Like...
Who started?
No, it didn't
it,
start
man?
Off awesome. It started Stapler? Off bad, and I was
Wait,
like...
Wait, how did it start?
Wrath of Man.
Oh, I missed
Who's
the first
it?
10 minutes.
Is it Statham?
Oh.
It's yeah, well, Statham. You know what? I didn't mind how it started out. I missed the initial part, but I liked the Statham going undercover or whatever. But then it's like... There wasn't enough of a fucking revenge.
Exactly.
It was too much plot. I just wanted him to shoot 100 people.
There's really not enough plot. The thing, it's like,
no.
You know.
A classic Siskel and Ebert we got over here.
Siskel and Ebert.
Well, no, they tell you in the first like act that it's like his son was murdered by these bank robbers, and now he's like gone into the bank to wait around for the bank robbers to come around again.
Yeah.
It's like, all right. And then it just sort of happens. There's all this like... This, like, investigative stuff he starts doing and never follows up with it. It just talks to that one woman.
Yeah, that was weird.
And then the guy who is on the inside is like, let me tell you something. I'm the bad guy.
Yeah.
By the way,
yeah.
I know we accidentally got an hour and 45 minutes into the movie, and we didn't resolve it yet, so I'm going to tell you right now, Chief, I'm the bad guy.
Yeah, that was fucking so... And then
the
I didn't... It was also like, well, why
Maybe
didn't
I can
just
suck
kill
your
him
dick,
then?
Maybe I'll suck your dick.
Maybe I'll give you a head.
I will suck your dick.
Yeah, no, I just was expecting
maybe
it to just be...
a little bit more Adam Friedland.
No.
I was expecting it to be way more straight-up revenge.
It hurts my feelings.
And it was, like, just weird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Riders of Justice, though, was Mads Mikkelsen. It's
he caught you at home.
It's also a revenge movie.
Could we use your phone?
But it's also a...
we're both in a bit of a hurry.
Dude's rock. Right.
Everyone loves that
we'll
guy,
just
Mads.
Say
Yeah. I watched half of a movie...
The drunk movie?
The drunk movie, and I had to turn it off. It was like...
People love it.
No, don't spoil that. I want to watch
it. It's life-affirming.
No spoilers. I want to watch that.
Did it make you want to drink again?
Literally, I got 10 minutes in, because they're like, you know, some people are supposed to be drunk, and I'm like Googling, are some people supposed to be drunk?
Yeah. It's like a former crackhead watching a movie called Crack, the movie.
Mm-hmm. That's very funny, dude.
No,
it's interesting.
Sorry.
It is. Let's riff that out.
Yeah. Would you say the movie would be called Crack the Movie?
Yeah, huh? Crack.
Yeah.
And what's that
movie
about?
Called Drunk, I believe. Drunk.
No, it's not.
I think in Danish it's Druk.
No.
Oh, you watch the Danish...
No, that's what it says on the fucking...
Yeah. I watched mine dubbed, thank you.
What is it? You watched it
you
dubbed?
Watched it dubbed.
I watched the dubbed version with Jack Nicholson.
You watched it dubbed in Chinese.
I was laughing about imagining somebody like sucking dick in a bathroom for like crack, you know, but thinking that they still have like a cool cocaine problem.
Yeah.
So they've got like Jack Nicholson sunglasses on while blowing. Just another cool day.
Just got to do a little blow.
Just got to get a little crack cocaine.
And so I don't have to suck dick anymore.
Once I'm done sucking
this dick,
I'll be smoking crack.
Good times, noodle salad.
Where we are, then go back to the car. Pleasure to meet you, Dr. Fulton. We don't want to...
All right, say something weird and...
Wait till tomorrow.
Well, babies, don't you panic. By the light of the night, it'll all seem all right.
Yeah, I think he just fucks this couple, if I recall.
He fucks both of them.
Yeah.
It's bisexual.
Mm-hmm. This is a cool video. Joe Rogan reads Hunter S. Thompson's daily routine.
Wow. Let's see what that's all about.
It's crazy, bro. You would jits from...
He would do drugs.
What
else is going on, mates?
We talk about Tim Curry. It's weird that he's not an Indian guy.
There we go.
Very nicely done.
Who's this next guy walking around? Fucking Johnny Dothead?
Johnny Samosa? I don't know.
Yeah. And he's like, I'm British. My name's Johnny Dothead, and I'm British.
Tim Curry has some kind
of
fucked up disease.
Yeah, that's I'm
a
just
good
asking.
It was a good
that's a question.
It's a question.
I don't
it's
think
a good
that
question.
That's
a it's a
name.
Question I'm asking.
No, it's a good it's question a to ask.
Thank you.
I think, you
he
know.
He posed a question.
Mm-hmm. How about the movie It, but instead it's Tit?
Nice.
And he's like a clown, and he's like, "Can I suck your titty?"
Or maybe his like bald ass white head.
Yeah,
it's got a nipple on the top.
It's just one tit,
and it's tit.
Yeah,
he was in the movie Annie. And guess
Fanny.
You saved it.
Nice.
Where I would have gone.
Fanny, and it's a British woman's
dude,
pussy.
Crazy that the T slur went from being just what they were called. 7 years ago,
right?
Mm-hmm. To now bumped up to the number two slot
behind
the words you don't say. Yeah.
Oh, is it number two?
It's number two.
I think it might be number two these
it's
days.
It's fucking number two.
Yeah,
that's a big come up.
Mm-hmm.
That's a huge come up in the.
That's
dude,
huge.
If in
you,
the power,
if you had invested in that in 2000,
oh yeah,
it's like Apple stock.
Yeah, good for them.
There should be slur derivatives.
Yeah, dude. Yeah.
I'm gonna create a cryptocurrency.
Now
that
is where you shine. That's
You know
shine.
What I did this
Guess
year.
How much that's worth.
Yeah.
You know what I did this year? I shorted Kike.
Mm-hmm.
Banking off of that.
I don't know. I feel like it's back.
Yeah. Nope, you can say it now.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, yeah. So I shorted the
When I started this hedge fund, I knew that shorting Kike was the best. You were gonna get to the top.
Yeah, dude. You just have to check and see when there's going to be. It's tied to Palestine. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
I think that's a big reason it's plummeted.
Yeah, Kike is falling fast.
Falling fast. Bro.
Falling fast. Listen, the ADL is trying their best.
And you know what? Because it spiked.
The ADL is long on Kike, right?
It's absolutely.
They've been investing in Kike for years.
Yeah. They're like the guys trying to stop GameStop.
Mm-hmm.
from
like
shorting
Steve
GameStop.
Cohen from the Mets.
Exactly.
The Mets owner. Yeah.
Because, you know, it spiked when Trump was in office because everybody had to pretend that they
ADL
cared
was
about Jews.
Kike was up to like 3.
Yeah, because everyone was like...
In the power rankings.
Yep.
Yeah.
It really was up there, but man, is it...
Yeah.
Biden's in office.
Charlottesville might have gotten up to 2.
For sure, that's true. It was up there. I don't know about 2.
I think maybe for some people.
Nah. Yeah. That's true, man. I'm pretty pissed off there's no good Greek slur, you know?
Oh, what about fatso?
We got some.
Nah, it's nothing to do
we
with
got
being
some.
Greek.
Baldy.
Bald
nothing
fatso.
To do with Greek. You know? Those are, and I don't even understand why those are the ones that go to your
Hellenic
head.
Fatty.
Yeah.
Hellenic fatty. Those aren't even slurs. Those are just...
Toothless Hellenic
fatty. I have teeth. I have teeth. I'm very happy with how my tooth turned out.
Mm-hmm. Fatina.
Fatina.
Fatina. Mm.
Fatina.
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 Mm-hmm.
Like patina?
Yeah.
Patina's a nice word. I like something that has a patina on it.
Yeah.
Nice little shine. Nice little worn shine. Your balls, but your ass and your balls have a patina on it.
Yeah.
From getting fucked.
I'm trying to think of one now.
And then
I'm
trying to think what fat Greek
fat
puns.
Greek puns. We got a Hercules.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hercules, Girthules.
Girthules.
Diabetes.
Diabetes.
That's not, it's just.
Yeah, it's true. Diabetes is literally just Greek.
Mm-hmm. No, it's not.
Yeah, it is.
Diabetes.
It's a fucking disease name.
Your penis, your medications. Your penis can go in my ass. Your penis. Liberty Mutual, you can put your penis in my ass.
That's awesome. Wilfie the kid. Fuck you. I'm thinking about my between shows sandwich.
What are you going to eat?
I don't know.
You going to the deli?
Probably.
I got those breakfast tacos from the
company. Nice, man. Could have been cool to have a fucking text.
Yeah.
What happened to that?
I don't know where you're at with your diet.
He was thinking about his interview with Israel TV.
Yeah.
But he's now years separated from it, so his memory, they're like, oh, you have so many muscles. Tell us about it. And he's like, well, I actually got them lifting books in the Harvard Library. Yeah. Activist Adam Friedland.
Look, Adam, all I'm saying is we had established a nice work office culture of if someone's going out for coffee or a snack, someone hits the fucking bread.
Take a pair of scissors and cut the rotten pieces off of some old chicken in my fridge.
Nick texted me about asking if I wanted some of that chicken. I said, no, thank you, but he asked at least.
That's nice of him. Next Monday,
I said, I'm going to eat meat that even the cat won't.
Next Monday, I'm bringing a spread for the boys.
No, you don't have to bring. You have. I would appreciate
a
asking.
Spread.
Where did you get the breakfast tacos from?
From that coffee shop by me there. Yeah. Breakfast
tacos. You know what I'd like to spread?
What's that, Tim?
A row of bullets in Adam's chest.
Whoa.
And then I can fuck him after he's dead.
Oh, wow.
To kill him and fuck him, even though he would have wanted it.
Tim, that's sadistic because you know Adam wants to get fucked by a man.
I know.
Yeah.
I'm keeping from him the one thing that he loves.
I wouldn't be alive to enjoy it. Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's rude.
How long do you have to fuck a body before it goes rigor mortis?
I think you don't have much time.
You ever see this movie, What a Girl Wants, with Amanda Bynes?
Oh, yeah.
I did, but I don't really remember it. It was a teenage years classic.
I've never saw it, and
she
forget.
She goes in drag, right, as
she
a boy?
She plays soccer.
She plays a British something. I forget. Recently, like in the last year or something, I had watched like a clip from it, and like she's on a plane. Because, you know, she's got mental problems.
Oh, yeah, in a major way.
From molestation.
Yeah. That's got to be a Schneider-type situation.
Yeah. Oh, no, literally, yes. Yeah. Yeah. It was with the situation.
Ladies and gentlemen, the bride and her father
I thought that was Jamie Lynn Spears.
Dance. Every time we do these weddings, I see the father-daughter dances, and I can't help but think that I'm never going to get to do that.
What?
What I really need more than anything else in the world is to find my dad.
Oh, 3,000
miles from home.
3,000 miles from home. Adam blasting in a Gazan child's mouth.
Come on, man.
And it's also called What a Girl Wants.
Daphne Reynolds will find the one thing she's been searching for.
Did you see that?
A Jewish ethno state. Complete with their own type of people, the Holocaust.
Possibly large bird falling off that wall.
Her father.
It's you. According to this, I'm your daughter.
You're not going to believe her, are you?
She has a birth certificate. She has my photograph.
Who's her dad?
She has a picture of my penis in her wallet. Yes.
The girl must stay here with us.
Thank you so much, Lady Dashwood.
Oh, no hugs, dear. I'm British.
Is she there? Is she all right? Bitch.
Libby, how could you not tell me I'd fathered a child?
The only thing we know about her is that she's an American teenager.
My sense of her from first impression.
Wait,
is
no,
that
this
she's
is different
movie.
Which one?
We're thinking of.
You're thinking of Freaky Friday.
No, no, wait. Is this the movie where she plays soccer and tries to get cock?
No.
Well mannered.
Yeah, there's the movie where she dresses like a
self-contained.
Boy.
Tough spoken.
It looks like Justin Bieber's.
I don't think I've seen this movie, actually.
I mean, I haven't seen any of them.
Yeah, you have.
Yeah,
no, I've never
movies.
Seen them all. Bynes.
You have all the Amanda Bynes all movies. The I'm looking at the DVDs right now on your shelf.
You're Bynes. Forgetting I'm a little older than you guys, so the ones I've seen are Drive Me Crazy. She's
the
Britney
Spears movie.
10 Things I Can't Think About You.
10 Things I Hate.
10 Inches of a Man's Penis I Love to Suck by Nick Mullen.
No.
That is amazing. Yeah, dude, it's based on a book you wrote.
Oh, okay. It's an adaptation.
It's an adaptation of a book you wrote as a child. 10 inches of by Nick Mullen.
It's just in the title of the movie.
That's in the movie title, yep. It's an artistic choice.
Fuck, what else? What else?
Adam's older than you, dude.
No, that's not true. Nick is...
No, he's gayer than me. You always get that confused.
No. He's you guys are equally gay, no, but he's older.
No.
And very, by the way. No. Equally and very.
You're missing your... You're having a diabetic episode.
I am not.
After
my
missing
sugar
your lunchtime. Adam didn't
it's
get you a breakfast sandwich.
It's not lunch.
Adam didn't get you a breakfast sandwich, and now you're literally hallucinating.
I'm not hallucinating.
Your body's...
I am lucid and clear.
Your body's fat cells are dumping adipose. Yeah. Tissue
you're
into
in
your bloodstream.
If
right
anything,
and
if anything,
you're tripping.
No,
you're releasing.
If anything, my mind is clear from no sugars in my bloodstream, no carbohydrates. Mm. I can finally process information.
No, it's
beautifully.
It's
and
I,
that's telling
you have
me
so
that
much
you're
sugar
both
in your
gay
blood.
Equally.
If I put on a stethoscope now and put it to your chest, I'd hear ice cream truck music.
Yeah, I know you. Would.
I'd hear ring around the fucking roses.
What the hell?
Yeah, yeah. You have type. Million diabetes.
But
yeah, maybe it wasn't this movie. There was some movie I saw which I was like, I forget. I was looking at the trailer. I was reading the Schneider shit, and they cut to like her hands reading a letter, and her hands are just fucked up.
Really?
Like,
damn.
Just chewed all up.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's the real Schneider cut.
Mm-hmm.
Very nice, Adam.
Thanks, bro.
Yeah, you know what is good, though? Not Dan Schneider, but Schneider's pretzels who kind of come
are
in
awesome.
A box.
Oh, yeah, the crunchy.
Yes, a big
really
pretzel.
Good.
Makes me feel like an adult.
Oh, yeah.
You know, eating
I
a,
do
big,
know.
A big
I know
hard
exactly
sourdough
what you
pretzel.
Mean, dude. Being fucking in third grade and having those.
Not
being like, I'm not eating chips.
It's not candy.
Okay, I'm not a fucking baby.
It's so funny we have the same thing about, like, adult snacks.
Yeah.
And that's
yeah,
the
yeah.
only like markers of maturity.
Yeah.
Sour cream and onion chips.
Yep.
A fucking a hard pretzel.
A hard pretzel.
Not a soft one. Peanut M&M's for some reason.
You thought
see,
peanut
M&M's
were
an adult
guy.
I did. I thought peanut M&M's and Reese's Pieces were like an adult.
Because they're next level. Reese's yeah. Pieces, I'll go with you. They're next level.
Because it's got peanut butter.
They're not the cup, the standard cup everyone has.
Yeah, yeah.
Pieces.
That's a bit sophisticated.
You guys didn't think that with Fig Newtons?
No, I thought Fig Newtons were for like retarded kids.
No, I thought it was for adults.
I'm with you. I'm with you, Adam. I thought I was a little refined for eating a Fig Newton.
That's like what British. Because
didn't they have a commercial where it was like a British guy?
Yeah, my honest thinking was that it was for retarded kids who could not handle the reality of like full cookies.
Yeah.
But if you gave it to them, you'd
yeah,
cause
yeah.
Which
they
is,
could only go halfway.
Well, the plant's about to blow.
Yeah,
the regulator has been off.
Yeah. I think that's because you were in special ed, so you were more in touch with the retarded, whereas me and Adam viewed them from a distance.
Yeah, sort of a Jane Goodall type.
Yes, exactly.
It's wild that you can teach gorillas sign language.
Yeah, that is fucking wild.
Mm-hmm. There's probably one guy at the gorilla sanctuary
store.
That was just having sex with the gorillas.
I don't know.
And then somebody taught them sign language, and he's like, "You Chad,
they,
I'm leaving.
Don't teach that one.
Yeah, that one.
That one's a
liar.
He's a liar.
that gorilla, if he starts, listen, if he's doing any like sign stuff about Johnny suck my dick.
Dude,
it's
I would
a
not.
Joke. I was
yeah,
saying,
we were doing jokes
I,
to each other.
Me and him, I was teaching him comedy. So. Don't listen to him. He's sort of an Amanda Bynes type, if you know what I mean.
Yep.
Little j'accusé.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Trying to bring me down.
Yeah.
I would not fuck a gorilla, though, because they're so strong. If you displease them, they could just rip your cock off.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, but their dicks are so small, you still feel like more of a man.
Well, would you, mm-hmm. Why are we fucking the male gorillas?
Imagine you work at the zoo
gorillas.
And you walk
they're
in.
All men.
You walk in on one of your coworkers just sucking one of the gorillas.
Now that
like,
would be something.
Do I tell the manager? Like, what do you, like, I guess that's not really who. Yeah.
That truly would be something. Would that person try and kill you?
Dream Horse was good, though, by the way.
Okay.
What was that again? Sorry, you said already.
It's the Welsh town, you fucking dunce.
Yeah.
That movie, that the setup you described was like, reminds me of that film, the Full Monty.
It's basically, it's every horse movie.
Oh.
There's Secretariat?
There's a horse. It's a dark horse.
I'm not interested in a horse
you
movie.
You remember War Horse, the Steven Spielberg
I don't like
movie?
Actual horses, but horse movies. Mm-hmm. Horse movies are probably the best of the sports movie genre.
I like horse actors.
Come on.
Yes.
Just because you don't fucking watch sports, dude.
That has nothing to do with it. It's just that's the best, like...
Remember the Titans is better than any horse movie.
Yeah, no, because they're people and they still have flaws.
What are you talking about?
That's
you brought
part
the
of
town
it.
Together.
No, it didn't bring the town together.
Yes, it did.
So,
it
so you don't
the
know the real story about... T.J. Booker High School
oh,
in Arlington,
Virginia. Oh, that is
because
the gayest.
It wasn't
that
actually.
That is the gayest response to that movie. It's a
100%. I'm so with you, Adam.
It's a fucking movie. Everyone's
you're trying
like,
to
actually,
fucking
they
look
were,
at the facts.
Actually, they
no
were still racist.
First of all, it's not T.J. Booker High School. I was clearly about to just do a joke and make up a hypothetical.
Sorry.
I don't know shit about the real school.
No, that's
I don't
like
care.
A thing people say about the movie.
Yeah. I also don't. I kind of like Remember the Titans.
It's a great
movie.
Yeah.
It's a fucking
Coach
banger.
Boone really brought those boys together.
And of course, another great sports movie, Rollerball.
Not a good one.
I love that movie.
I was confused. Which, not, did they, they remade Rollerball, right?
Yeah, with
LL Cool J. And Ethan Hawke, I
yes,
think.
Yes, yeah.
No, was it Ethan? I thought it was Chris Klein.
There's Rollerball, there's Murderball, there's Thunderball, there's Murderball. There's Thunderdome.
Thunderdome.
There's Iron Dome.
No, that's not a movie.
No.
I'm trying to get some Thunderdome later.
No, you're not.
Yeah.
Yes,
the head from a fat girl.
Yeah.
You're trying to give some Thunderdome.
Mad Max 2. Thunder.
Oi. Yeah. We're getting all pricks.
All right.
You're getting your...
There's a stereotype about them being hungry. I didn't think it was true. I didn't think it was a true stereotype.
Dude, that first move, the first Mad Max is so weird.
Mm-hmm.
We've
been on Lucky for a year. We're doing Lucky so we don't get coronavirus.
Those motherfuckers really are locked the fuck up.
They love
Oh, and they're snobs about it, too. They're like, well, you don't have any cases. Yeah, you're on an island, you fucking dickhead.
Yeah. It's sealed off the rest of the world.
It's a complete island that only has 15 people living on it.
Yeah.
And it's three times the size of America.
Yeah.
Congratulations on not having any cases.
You're on a continent-sized island.
Why don't you put on real pants?
Yeah.
Fucking losers.
Tell them.
Have a normal animal, mm-hmm. like a deer or an elk.
Yep.
Yeah.
Why don't you try that for starters?
Yeah, fucking
fuck
animals
up.
All have pouches with
bullshit
babies in
wallaby.
Yeah.
You can't even ride in them. It's some shit that we had to come up with, by the way, in cartoons.
I heard that the inside of the couch is mad wet.
They didn't even have that.
Yeah.
They didn't even come up with that.
Yeah, we came up with that.
We said, we're like, what the hell is this? What if you rode around in them? And they're like, why? That's the closest thing we've ever had to an invention.
That's our thing now. Yeah. Now that's our thing.
We've been getting around town by just being dragged.
Right.
There's one guy, but they take the strongest retard.
We found a retard.
And we hook a retard rope to him. And then he just drags us around town.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, dude, they're straight locked the fuck up, which is pissing me off, dude.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. If I don't get my Aussie rules football soon, I'm going to flip.
Are you?
I don't know. No.
Yeah, you are.
It was the last sport to get canceled. Mm-hmm. I remember last year, so I watched a game.
You could make a movie about an Australian like rugby guy,
mm-hmm.
because they're kind of intellectually at the same level as a horse.
As a horse,
yeah,
that makes sense.
You know,
but also, dude, come on, fucking fighting movies, those are cool. Rocky,
mm-hmm.
fucking Creed, better than Secretariat, not even close.
What's the one with Tobey Maguire?
Spider-Man.
No,
Spider-Man
the horse
too.
Movie.
Well, it's spider's a type of animal,
no,
which is
a horse movie.
Spider-Man. Spider-Man's
no.
in that category. You're going to tell
no
me that...
horses in
that. Just real quick, you're going to tell me Little Giants is a better movie than Spider-Man Homecoming.
Well, no, you're just thinking
You're saying that.
Spider-Man isn't a sports
That's your claim.
Movie.
Little Giants is pretty
movie.
Good, honestly.
And Spider-Man Homecoming... Was,
Homecoming wasn't
was
as good
the,
as these. Some of the
you're gonna
ones.
Tell me
Wait,
that.
What was the? Oh, Far From Home sucked.
Oh yeah, yeah. Homecoming
yeah,
was actually
Homecoming
pretty good.
Was tight.
with Michael Keaton, right?
So let's hold up. Let's hold up your end of the theory.
Right, yeah, let's look at what Adam just said.
Let's see. Let's look at your side of things.
Spider-Man is not a sports movie.
Dead fuck. You think Waterboy is a better movie than Iron Giant?
Yes. Yes, I do.
I actually do think that.
Waterboy is a sick movie.
No, Iron Giant's the best movie of all time.
I've never seen Iron Giant, but I love Waterboy.
You haven't seen? You would love Iron Giant, dude.
Maybe I'll watch it.
It's about a fucking, well, I don't want to spoil it.
Don't spoil it.
He's a big robot.
Nice.
He's made out of iron.
Cool.
And he's just a giant.
Does he get pussy?
No, he does.
That's awesome. Mm-hmm. Then I'm in.
Oh, Seabiscuit. Dude, the picture for Seabiscuit is
fuck
so
Seabiscuit.
Gay. Yeah. Look at this picture.
Adam's
look
at the picture of you.
Adam wants to see
McQuire.
Adam wants to see a movie.
Fuck the horse.
Adam wants to see a movie called Sea Penis.
Oh yeah. That's so fucking true.
Yeah. It's Adam sneaking into the stable at night.
Wait, look at the poster. Wait, look at the poster for Seabiscuit.
Dude, shut up. You want to watch Sea Penis?
This is not Sea Penis. It was directed by a guy named Gary Ross.
Shh. Trying to change the subject.
Stop trying to change the subject. Your favorite movie is Sea Penis.
It's not my favorite movie.
But it's one of them, right?
It's not even a movie.
Shut up.
You shut up.
Whoa, what the fuck?
I've taken a nut. I've been slandered, called a fucking genocidal maniac on this show.
You did take
How
quite
long
a,
have we been friends? You'd you be friends with a genocidal maniac?
Yeah.
Now I'm going to have to hear
Adam,
it from all
boyfriend.
These fucking... What?
This is you and your boyfriend.
I tried to show you that picture just now.
No, you didn't.
Now.
This is from Hidalgo.
Oh, okay, sorry. I was trying to show you the Tobey Maguire version of that picture.
That's a good name.
Hidalgo. Yeah.
Yeah, that's my name now.
So I'm gonna name
you know,
my
man,
son.
Good.
Hidalgo.
Awesome.
Look, he fucking wore... He rode a horse to the premiere.
That's
the
awesome.
The horse got to be at the premiere.
That's awesome.
Hidalgo. Vigo brought two of his horses...
Vigo's a fucking chill bloke as well.
Sam Elliott, Prancer. Now I'm on Pinterest.
Vigo and Mads got some similar vibes to them, honestly.
Did Sam Elliott die? He did,
no,
didn't he?
I don't think so.
Did he?
I think
he did, like, in the last couple of years.
No, he's still alive.
Is he?
Dude, you guys just scared me.
His voice is so low, you'd assume he died.
Mm-hmm.
I was just scared. I love Sam
Elliott. Well, friend, turns out there's a man named Adam who wants to see one thing in life. And it certainly ain't a biscuit.
Sea penis, yeah. I remember that. I remember when you said that. Sea penis.
Yeah. Dude, Adam's in another movie called Bitch Suckity and the Suck Dick Kid.
That's true.
He's also in
that is true. You're in that movie.
He's in the movie called The Gay West,
mm-hmm,
and season 5 of Mission Impossible, and the Western Cock Smoke. And
that's
see,
true.
Here we go.
He's in a lot of that.
Instead
kind
of
stuff.
The Shadow Riders, the Penis Rider.
Yes, yeah. Yes.
Lifeguard, and it's about the prep pills Adam has to take so he doesn't die.
It's like an Osmosis Jones type of movie with the prep pills in Adam's bloodstream.
And it's a Gettysburg. He's in the Gettys fucked in his ass.
that's another spread.
What is this, Sam Elliott's filmography?
Yeah.
Yeah, nice.
Yeah. Yeah, that's what it is.
Gettys fucked in his
Gettys fucked in his ass.
Oh, is it We Were Soldiers? He was in We Were So Hard looking at that picture of that guy, that hot guy.
You were in all those movies,
yeah.
Then?
Yeah, was,
that's awesome.
A credit is a credit, mm-hmm, you know.
Yeah,
I'll go on. You know, Gore Vidal said, never miss an opportunity to be on television or have
is that
sex.
What he said?
Yeah, that's what he said. And he was one of the smartest.
Who was that guy? He was the gay guy? Who
he
got
was
in
just
a fight?
Like a clever gay guy.
He was a gay guy that would argue with the guys that were closeted gays that were like, but instead of, I'd just do push-ups.
Oh, that's
instead.
The guy who did, that was the William Suckley debate, right?
Yeah, they had some debates.
And he called him a fag or something?
But it's funny because in a modern lens, William F. Buckley, one of the biggest faggots of all time.
In a modern lens.
Yeah. If you saw that guy, you'd be like, this is one of the gayest people I've ever met.
It'd be annoying, too.
Yeah.
He's like a Republican who, like...
He's like a old
He'd
Republican.
Be like... He's sort of like Tucker Carlson.
He was like, it's smart to be Republican. Right. That was his vibe.
An intellectual.
Yeah. He was... I'm doing this because I'm so smart. Yeah.
Because he called... Oh, yeah. I remember. That was a pretty good documentary I watched on that
Paul
shit.
Newman wanted to kick his ass because he called Gore Vidal a faggot or something.
Right, that's what
And Paul Newman's like, that's my boy.
Paul Newman was a fucking chill bloke, man.
He was a very chill bloke.
And he was hot.
Well, one of the hottest.
You know, my dad had sex with him.
Whoa, that, that would be so cool, honestly.
My dad, he was like, you know, he was, me and him, we fucked.
That's a good brag,
he's like,
honestly.
He's actually a fag.
Saying that to disparage him. Yeah, I fucked him. He's actually gay. Like, what?
Yeah, apparently my dad fucked him.
That'd be awesome, dude. Mm-hmm. I wish my dad was fucked a guy.
William Dick Suckley Jr.
William Dick Suckley.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Take that.
Today we're discussing the size of a dick and how you can put it in my mouth and perhaps also in my ass. Joining us is my boyfriend, Adam Friedland.
Adam Friedland.
Adam Friedland, my gay boyfriend.
Thanks my gay boyfriend. Mm-hmm. And musical
guest, the Kings of Leon.
Tim Curry.
The
I want to suck dick because I'm gay.
Firing line.
I want to fuck you.
With tonight's guest, the Kings of Leon.
Your dick's in my asshole.
All right, that's enough for
enough comes out.